Baritone Gordon Hawkins will sing the role of Porgy in Seattle Opera's new production of Porgy and Bess. Hawkins says even though he grew up in a musical family, like many of us, he wasn't familiar with the opera when he was a kid.
The Porgy and Bess that I knew as a child was the one that we all knew, was Sidney Poitier, Sammy Davis Jr., Pearl Bailey. That's the one we knew.
But so, it's not really this Porgy and Bess.
No, it's not. It's not. It's sort of a Porgy light. It doesn't have the operatic sweep. But it was the fact that you were turning on a television set and you were watching at that time what we considered was the exemplary great actor of who represented all of us was Sidney Poitier.
These songs are now part of, you know, American popular musical canon. And so we don't, a lot of us, me included, I'm like, well, I don't even know, what is this opera about?
It's about the original story was based on a shoeshine character in South Carolina, right? So, I mean, you can do a lot of scholarship and get into that aspect. I think that's important in terms of just an inspirational groundwork where you want to start from. But everybody associates themselves at some point in their upbringing with the tunes, with the songs. They belong to Gershwin. They belong to the operatic piece that he realized, but they're as much as they belong to everybody now. Everyone's just taken those songs out of the opera and they're part of their lives.
Now, people, let me read you from the book. It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so.
You could go on any subway, any city, almost any house, and they're going to recognize Summertime. They're going to recognize I Got a Penny and Nothing. They're going to recognize Bess, You Is My... They're going to remember...
Oh, I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, got no mule, got no misery. Not hooked with plenty of plenty, got a lock on a door. Ain't somebody going to rob him while he's out to making more.
Porgy wasn't the first character that you played, was it?
When I first did it, over 25 years ago, the first character I sang was Jake. But it wasn't too much after that, too many years after that, that I did sing Porgy in Melbourne, Australia.
Am I right that you were in a goat cart the entire time?
Yep. The whole ball, it looked like the movie, but it was in a 2,800 seat house with 90 instruments. It was just way too much work. way too much work.
What did you know about the character that you were singing?
Nothing. Nothing. I don't mean nothing, but nothing compared to what I know now. I was aware that all of the great black male operatic singers cut their teeth in some form or another, coming up through the ranks of Porgy. So there was William Warfield, there was, Todd Duncan.
Bess, you is my woman now. You is, and you must laugh and sing and dance for two instead of one. For no wrinkle on your brow, nor because the sorrow of the past is all done done. Bess, my Bess, and
This opera has the most interesting history of. It's an opera about an impoverished African-American guy from the South, written by a white New Yorker.
People get hung up on this, and I want to give all the mic, all my white brothers and sisters, just don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's not an issue. What it is a phenomenal Jewish-American composer in New York City wrote about black life. He was not writing a documentary. He was not trying to make the great film of all time. Nothing like that. He was writing his impression of an idiom, a jazz idiom, a church feel, a slice of life. And he did a phenomenal job, and that's all you really want, you need to know.
So here's this guy who had written, I guess, serious music, for lack of another term, and Broadway music. I mean, he's a man who spanned the musical genres. And people still seem to, you know, want to argue, is it an opera? Is it a folk opera? Is it popular music?
I'll put it like this. When I sing Porgy, when I sing Alberich, when I sing Rigoletto, they all feel the same the next day. I'm worn out. I'm completely physically and emotionally worn out. I don't differentiate between the three of them. My body certainly doesn't differentiate between the three of them. And when you're performing, as I've gotten older, I've come to the understanding that we're not... We're not trying to recreate some sort of museum piece. We want to try to perform these pieces as if they were written today. You want to find some emotional immediacy in them.
So where do you find that? Does that come from life experience?
Yeah. It does to me. It comes from the people that I'm playing with, because the cast are going to always be different depending on which production it is. I don't ever want to feel like I'm trying to create some sort of scholarship when I perform. I think that work is valid, but that work is off the stage, in the preparation, in the rehearsal, all of that, but not when you're performing.
Is it harder when it's an opera that you've performed 150 some times?
It's harder to find the immediacy of it, yeah. It is.
It's a sad story. Your character, besides having physical limitations, loves someone that it's hard to love. I guess that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
Bess is a hard character.
She's a tough girl. And I think when I first started performing it, I felt exactly that way. I have evolved a bit. Mm-hmm. And I see it as a very uplifting piece. In the sense that, now here's a man who is willing to leave everything that he knows to go to New York City and find this woman. That's something that's beyond hope. That transcends beyond hope. And to be able to do that, making that real, and then having that chorus join in, I think that that the statement of that is the most uplifting, enriching, optimistic, in a good way, optimistic emotion I've ever felt on a stage.
It's about the power of love. That's what we're talking about. Let me just flip to The Ring Cycle, which is also about love and has a huge big end with a lot of sound and fury.
Mm-hmm.
And some would argue an optimistic ending, but a really different kind of story.
I can tell you, I've been very blessed. I've been very fortunate to be able to do a wide range of characters. But just to take the role of Alberich that I have just finished performing in San Francisco in their Ring, New Ring, and Porgy here. So you have Alberich on one side of the spectrum and Porgy on the other side, supposedly. But when you look at their motivation, you see Alberich is a character that gave up love. He forswore against love to get everything in the world. And Porgy does just the opposite. He gives up everything he has for love. And I thought, wow. As a singing actor, can you get any better than that? You have both polar ends of it. There's nothing else in the world I'd rather do.
So you never get tired of doing this, do you?
No, I do not. You would think one would, wouldn't you? At some point, wouldn't you become
maybe
jaded or tired or not today? I don't feel that. I've never felt that.
I'm on my way.
Gordon Hawkins has performed more than a dozen roles for Seattle Opera. This summer he'll sing Porgy in the new production of Porgy and Bess. It opens July 30th. I'm Marcy Silman.